Chapter 2. Bread in the Oven. 12 years ago, when Lieutenant Junior Grade Audrey Rowland, in the suite of the Metropole Hotel, told Kremlin recruiter Anton Gorelikov to go fuck himself after he had proposed an arrangement by which she would share classified information on U.S. Navy weapons research projects with Russian military intelligence in exchange for cash payments and discreet career assistance, Gorelikov was delighted. In the Handbook of Intelligence Recruitments, this blasphemy was not a refusal. The young woman had not said no, and, more important, she had not indignantly declared her intention to report the pitch to American counterintelligence officials, which would have definitively blown the approach. Her 30-minute dalliance with an SVR Sparrow clearly was a reportable contact that would have had grave consequences for her promising Navy career. Gorelikov assessed that she would be motivated by her desire to keep the episode secret. There was something more, he thought. This young woman was ambitious, and she already had shown herself to be a brilliant researcher in a critical program, a gold-plated skill that would guarantee rapid advancement in a male-dominated U.S. Navy, which clearly was important to her. She also carried some as-yet-undefined baggage regarding men, which perhaps manifested itself in her sexual behavior, even at her young age. Ambition leavened by ego, seasoned by a forbidden taste for tribidism. A potent recruitment cocktail. He had let her consider overnight, in the espionage lexicon otherwise colloquially known as leaving the bread in the oven. When Audrey Rowland the next day archly stipulated that she would limit her reporting strictly to the railgun project, Gorelikov graciously agreed to her condition. He knew the hook was set. Most agents start by declaring moral limits to their treason, insisting on close-ended arrangements, usually limited to a single topic, in exchange for keeping their original transgressions secret. What none of them immediately realized was that agreeing to provide any secrets to Moscow multiplied the initial infraction 100-fold, enveloping the agent in the spider's web for as long as the Russians stipulated, or until she lost access, or until her luck ran out and the mole hunters called her in for the inexorable...